Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 9th of December. I hope you're all well. I hope you're all well. Where shall we start? There were no parties, lots of parties. Don't go to parties. There was an event. There was not an event. I'm assured there's not an event. There was an event. All rules were followed at the event that didn't happen because there wasn't an event, so there can't be any rules that were followed, but there was an event. There wasn't an event. Don't go to work. Do go to parties. All rules were followed. All social distancing was followed. Have some cheese and wine. Not a party. What's a party? Who knows if there was a fucking party? What are the fucking rules? Who knows? Where's the rules? Oh, I don't fucking know. What a fucking shambles. What an absolute fucking shambles of a man. I'll tell you what will happen. It'll all be forgotten. That's what's going to happen. He is fucking bomb-proof. He will just bumble through and it'll all be forgotten. The old MP got another letter yesterday afternoon. I sat and watched his fucking debacle and thought, I ain't having it. So she got another one. I started off, said, I know I'm like a little mosquito around your head now. I know I'm driving a fucking mad. But there you go. Right, yesterday's question, it was set really with Andy in mind. Disappointing. He texts me within just a few minutes. Not only did he texts me, it was like Jim Nance texting you. He gave me the commentary of the other players involved. He even knew where he was when he was watching the game. Unbelievable. He's like an encyclopedia. This is going to become my nemesis, son. Now, this is going to be like James Bond and Goldfinger. I'll be trying to catch you out. And I must say, happy birthday. It's his birthday today. I believe you're 60 today, Andy Richmond. So many happy returns there, old people. But have a fantastic day. Honestly, many happy returns. I know it's obviously difficult with things going on and people worried about COVID and this, that and the other, but whoever you're sharing your day with or your festivities over the next few days, I mean, when you're that old, you have to drag it out a bit, don't you? Then have a lovely time, senor. Hope you have a good one. He did get the answer right, of course, but he didn't win. The winner was... don't go to parties, do go to parties, have a party. There wasn't a party, I'm sure there's not a party. It was, don't know you from Adam, this guy, no idea. TCB-TCBets1. Whoever you are, you have won £40 for getting the right answer and following the correct rules. So if you can send me a bet in the next 7 days, I will put that on for you. So far we've got outstanding. We've had two bets settled, losers. Useless. Hibs. I mean, what's going on with Hibs? KDY, what's going on? Jack Ross out, isn't it? What is going on? They can't win a game of football, can they? But we've got Johnny Clayton to win the darts. Outstanding. We've had another darts bet. Peter Wright, snake bite. There, see, that's the only one I know. That's why I can do that. Show off as if I know something about darts. Know nothing about it. It's a pub game. Peter Wright to win the darts. We've got two Super Bowl bets, Green Bay and New England. And we have got yesterday Rotherham to win the EFL trophy. All those have been placed. I'm just doing my nuts at you lot at the minute. And all this anti-post stuff now. All this all going anti-post and your future hunting. I thought somebody's going to put up some 20-1 horses. We'd have great stories the next podcast day. Well, I'll have forgotten about all this next year. You'll be contacting me in February, March going... I had that bet in the Christmas thing. Do you remember it? I haven't got a clue what you're on about. That's basically where this is going to go. It's all falling apart. Back some horses. Let's have some 25-1 horse winners. Let's get up and down, jumping. Let me ride horses in the front room, cheering you on. Come on. Have I told you about the GOP senator, the Republican senator? Can't remember his name now. Basically telling people that mouthwash kills coronavirus. So... we don't need to worry anymore. That's it. Just go out and get yourself a bit of Corsadil. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin senator. Mouthwash being proven to kill the coronavirus. So there we go. So is bleach and flash bleach and stuff like that. Fucking idiot. I expect we'll find out in the next couple of days he's got shares in GlaxoSmithKline. And everybody in America's rushing out by Corsadil and their shares go through the roof. What is going on? getting stuffed in the ashes, aren't we? I've got family. I object to this because my sister lives in Australia, and both her boys are born here. And I don't know how long they've been out there now. To be fair, it's a fair while. 15 years, 16 years in Melbourne. And he's WhatsApping me all through the night. WhatsApping me, the older one. He's, 19, 20 now. About England getting stuffed as if he's Australian. I've had to remind him where he's from, where his roots are. Flipping English, lad. Sort yourself out. Flipping, digging me out. Dreadful, aren't we? Absolutely useless. That'll be 5-0, that, I'm telling you now. Back the 5-0 now. Right, where are we? Oh, today's Advent. That's what we want. We are playing for £45. And we're going festive. Festive and maths. We're mixing two topical things, festive and maths. See if you can do it without Google. See, I think what we should really do is have we'd have to rely on honesty, but is put, like, whether you use Google or not in the answer, and then I could sort of give you like 50% of the prize. So if you did it without, you get the full whack. If you did it using Google, you only get 50%. I'm sure you'd all be very honest and own up. Right, today's in the song, the 12 days of Christmas. This is basic algebra. This is honestly simple. In the song, the 12 days of Christmas. You don't need a Google it. Algebra. In the song, the 12 days of Christmas, how many gifts were given? So how many gifts were given in the song, the 12 days of Christmas? Easy, really easy. Easy maths, that is. Right, that's it. Happy birthday, Andy, up there. I realised, talking to Andy the other day, there's a little, like they find, you know, the old MI5 find terrorist cells. I'm finding FTS cells. I've been sussing them out over there. We've got a little cell in which we've already exposed in old Middle Earth. We've got a load of Villa fans in there, haven't we, in the Wolves Coventry. But Wigan seems to be a little FTS terrorist cell up there. It's expanded out. I thought it was Shazwad all on our own, but there's the old pie countries expanding. I'm getting notice of more as we go on. They try and hide it, some of them. They say they're from Manchester, and then when you tie it down and pinpoint it on the old GPS, no, you're from Wigan. Own up, just come clean. No shame in it. Come clean. You eat pies, that's it. Just let us know. Balm cakes or whatever they're called. Pies in rolls. Yeah, we'll find it all out. Right, have a lovely Thursday. I am out today, so nothing is happening. If you email me, there will be nothing probably until Monday, because tomorrow will be football day. I am out today. I have every intention of behaving myself, but I'm out with the racing lads for their Christmas do. And history tells me it normally gets messy. So tomorrow could be fun. Check the old ultimate numbers, because it could literally say anything. Scotty, no bright clothes on the podcast, son. I might be a little bit fragile. But I'm going out with those boys today for their Christmas do. No, there wasn't a party. Don't go to parties. Cheese and wine, don't go to parties. Was there a party? Don't go to work, but do go to parties. I feel slightly bizarre going, I'll be honest. But I haven't seen a few of them for a while, and if I don't go now, I probably won't see them for another year, so I'm going, sod it. I'm just going to take a bottle of Corsa deal with me, solve it. Right, have a lovely Thursday. We'll be back with the Premier League stuff tomorrow. Hopefully Spurs have got a week off. Lovely, beautiful. Yeah, have a good day. Oh, a few of you just did want to say that. I knew I had something to say. What I do is, it's a tactic. I just bluster along until I remember what it was I had to say. See if you worked it out yet. A few of you obviously asked, following on from the podcast I did with Peter, about the information we talked about in there, the risk aversion and Daniel Kahneman. I've DM'd some of you. What I will do is I will, probably on Monday, I'll do maybe a little short blog post just with some resources on there that people can use. Peter gave out a book yesterday to a couple of you, Predictably Irrational, by Dan Ariely, which is Ariel with a Y on the end. Ariel washing powder with a Y on the end. That's free on Kindle Unlimited. So if you've got Kindle Unlimited, you can get that for nothing. If you haven't got Kindle Unlimited, I highly recommend it. Get it. Might get you reading more and watching less TV. You get a load of books that you can just read for free. Just keep bumbling along. But Predictably Irrational, Peter put out there. But I'll do a list of resources on Monday. As I say, I've DM'd some of you. But it depends how deep you want to go into it. You know, I went into it because I love stuff like that. But if you just want a basic start, then that book's brilliant, Predictably Irrational. And then perhaps move into some of Daniel Kahneman's books. Right, have a lovely Thursday. Advent question again. How many gifts in total in the 12 days of Christmas? If I'm not too hungover, I might sing it to you tomorrow. Yeah, you got that to look forward to. I might just sing the lot. Who knows? Have a lovely Thursday. I'm going to go and enjoy myself, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And happy birthday, Andy. Have a great 60th.